son in Hasta, first house, Lord of 12th. Adriana's son in Hasta in the first house lends her a visible identity of precision, humility, and skillful service. As the 12th Lord placed in the ascendant, her sense of self carries the quiet nobility of spiritual solitude, service to others, and a karmic path of letting go. There is a natural charisma in her hands, literally and symbolically. She may be drawn to healing, detailed craftsmanship, or spiritual service roles. Hasta, ruled by the moon, enhances her ability to create, refine, and organize, especially through tactile intelligence and hand-based skills. This placement bestows a refined grace in how she presents herself, but also a subtle detachment. Adriana may be present yet inwardly reflective, often retreating into solitude or spiritual inquiry. As 12th Lord in the first, there is a soulful, introspective undercurrent to her personality. She may attract attention for her quiet wisdom, her ability to serve behind the scenes, or her natural elegance in gesture and speech. There's also a karmic emphasis on surrendering ego, redefining identity through isolation, and embracing self-awareness as a spiritual path. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra insights for Sun in Hasta, natural connection to healing through hands, crafts, or rituals. Leadership through refined service, record keeping, or spiritual communication. Strong karma of self-development through solitude, journaling, and attention to detail. Spiritual confidence in everyday service with identity shaped through personal rituals or sacred routines. Psychic link to Gayatri Mantra and divine feminine energies. Emotional and spiritual highs occur when she aligns her daily identity with quiet acts of selfless service, whether through teaching, healing, organizing, or refining beauty in her environment. Lows emerge when she internalizes self-doubt, overanalyzes her worth, or suppresses her inner brilliance in fear of visibility. Ultimately, the sun in Hasta blesses Adriana with a service-oriented, spiritually aligned, and intellectually skillful identity, empowering her to shine through subtle acts of healing, detail-oriented excellence, and humble leadership that channels the divine through the human hand. Mercury in Hasta, first house, Lord of first and 10th. Adriana's Mercury in Hasta in the first house forms the core of her intellectual identity. She is innately analytical, articulate, and oriented toward helpful, hands-on communication. As both the first and 10th house lord, Mercury becomes the bridge between her personal identity and public expression, shaping her career, image, and voice with precision, adaptability, and refined intelligence. Hasta, ruled by the moon, grants Mercury a gentle yet exacting communication style. Her speech is clear, emotionally sensitive, and often oriented toward healing, education, or improvement. She may be especially talented at writing, crafting, or expressing ideas with both clarity and care. There's often a subtle rhythm in the way she moves, speaks, or teaches. Her logic is embodied, not just cerebral. As First Lord in the first, Mercury makes her witty, curious, and socially graceful. As 10th Lord here too, her intellect and ability to express herself directly shape her professional standing. She may rise through roles that involve consulting, teaching, healing, or technical precision, especially those that involve working closely with others or guiding through thoughtful instruction. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights for Mercury and Hasta, sharp communicator with healing intent, particularly in education, media, or health. Karmic gifts in writing, analysis, and language-based service. Skilled hands and sharp mind work together in teaching, reviewing, or organizing. Spiritual connection to the power of the word, mantras, journaling, and oral transmission. Risk of overcritical speech or losing respect through communication mishaps if under stress. Intellectual and professional highs arise when she channels her analytical gifts into service or leadership, where clarity, accuracy, and emotional intelligence meet. Lows occur when she overworks the mind, falls into perfectionism, or uses sharp speech without tuning into emotional nuance. Ultimately, Mercury in Hasta blesses Adriana with a hands-on, emotionally intelligent, and intellectually refined presence, empowering her to transmute knowledge into service and to find fulfillment by guiding, communicating, and healing through thoughtful, articulate, and detail-conscious engagement with the world. Mars in Uttara Falguni, first house, Lord of third and eighth. Mars in Uttara Falguni in Adriana's first house gives her a courageous, purposeful, and disciplined edge in both personality and physical energy. As Lord of the third and eighth houses, Mars governs her communication style, initiative, and subconscious strength. Its placement in the ascendant makes her a natural leader, action-oriented, reliable, and unafraid to take charge when necessary, especially in situations requiring endurance or transformation. Uttara Falguni, ruled by the sun and symbolized by the back legs of a cot, signifies commitment, structure, and service after initiation. Mars here operates with calm determination, less impulsive, more strategic. Adriana has the strength to follow through, even under pressure, and may carry karmic ties involving protection, contracts, or service-based leadership. As Third Lord, this Mars sharpens her logic and courage. She likely has a bold way of speaking, debating, or standing up for others. As Eighth Lord, it also gives her psychological grit. She doesn't crumble under stress. Instead, she transforms through it. There's a quiet martial spirit in her, one devoted to protecting those she loves and conquering personal fears. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra insights for Mars in Uttara Falguni, protective nature with fierce loyalty, especially toward friends and siblings. Strong healing potential through disciplined service or energy work. Karmic theme of breaking partnerships when inefficiency or injustice is sensed. Courage rooted in moral values, often aligning with service, contracts, or leadership. Potential for impulsive sensuality or frustration in stagnating relationships. Logical and energetic highs come when she uses her willpower to uplift others, mentoring, organizing, or defending through strategic action. Lows emerge when frustration is internalized or when relational imbalances suppress her natural strength and drive. Ultimately, Mars in Uttara Falguni blesses Adriana with a principled, enduring, and quietly forceful drive, empowering her to transmute intensity into inner mastery and to find fulfillment by anchoring her courage in service, responsibility, and transformative resilience. Jupiter in Mula, fourth house, Lord of fourth and seventh. Jupiter in Mula in the fourth house gives Adriana a foundation of intense emotional wisdom, spiritual depth, and philosophical restructuring that defines both her inner world and relationships. As the Lord of the fourth and seventh houses, Jupiter governs her home life, inner emotional security, and partnerships. Its placement in the deep-rooted and transformative Mula Nakshatra brings karmic excavation, tearing down illusions to rebuild truth from the ground up. Mula, ruled by Ketu and symbolized by the roots of a plant, favors spiritual search, disintegration of falsehoods, and return to ancient wisdom. Jupiter here imbues Adriana with a strong desire to understand the emotional and ancestral foundations of her life. She may have had a home environment shaped by loss, philosophical conflict, or abrupt transformation, but from that, a deep strength and moral compass emerged. As Fourth Lord, Jupiter in Mula gives her an intense need for emotional honesty and sacred grounding. As Seventh Lord, her relationships are karmic, partnerships that require shedding ego, revisiting wounds, and nurturing with mature spiritual wisdom. She may attract teachers, healers, or seekers as partners, or play that role herself. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatras, insights for Jupiter in Mula. Spiritual expansion through destruction of false emotional security. Karmic bonds with ancestral roots, sacred geography, or spiritual traditions. Teaching others to rebuild emotionally after loss or inner collapse. Natural guide for others going through deep transformation. Home and relationships influenced by rituals, ancient wisdom, or pilgrimage energy. Emotional and spiritual highs arise when she allows endings to be beginnings, when she teaches or heals from a place of raw truth. Lows occur when she resists letting go or clings to outdated ideals of home or partnership. Ultimately, Jupiter in Mula blesses Adriana with emotionally rooted wisdom, spiritual resilience, and relational truth, empowering her to transmute emotional intensity into nurturing leadership and to find fulfillment through teaching, healing, and rebuilding sacred spaces within and around her. Rahu in Uttara Ashada, fourth house, Lord of sixth. Rahu in Uttara Ashada in the fourth house brings Adriana a karmic mission tied to building inner strength, emotional authority, and unshakable moral presence. As the functional Lord of the sixth house, through dispositor Jupiter, Rahu influences how she handles conflict, service, health, and work, and with its placement in the fourth, This energy is deeply anchored in her emotional world, her connection to homeland, and the shaping of her internal and domestic stability. Uttara Ashada, ruled by the sun and symbolized by the tusk of the elephant, represents unchallengeable victory through righteous endurance. Rahu here seeks to master emotional maturity, gain social recognition through service or justice-oriented causes, and overcome hidden emotional insecurities rooted in ancestral patterns or childhood authority dynamics. There may be a fascination with discipline, leadership, or public morality shaped by her emotional history. As Sixth Lord, this Rahu drives her towards service work or conflict resolution, possibly through institutions, social justice, or health fields. But in the fourth, the tension lies in learning how to stand firm emotionally while navigating environments that challenge her sense of peace and security. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra insights for Rahu in Uttara Ashada, karmic lessons around leadership through emotional integrity and duty, desire for emotional victory, creating a home or inner life others respect, service-oriented transformation through law, healing, or institutional change, obsession with achieving emotional recognition or parental approval, potential for foreign ties, political affiliations, or spiritual alliances at home. Emotional highs are felt when Adriana channels Rahu's ambition into structured service, when she creates harmony through justice, or emotional strength through discipline. Emotional lows emerge when she internalizes guilt, suppresses her needs for the sake of moral image, or feels emotionally overexposed in public or domestic roles. Ultimately, Rahu in Uttara Ashada blesses Adriana with an emotionally authoritative, service-driven, and morally ambitious spirit, empowering her to transmute emotional conflict into righteous stability and to find fulfillment by becoming a pillar of strength, justice, and ethical presence in both private and public life. Saturn in Mrigashira, 9th house, Lord of 5th and 6th. Saturn in Mrigashira in the 9th house brings a contemplative, observant, and karmically anchored approach to Adriana's belief systems, moral code, and long-distance learning. As the Lord of the 5th and 6th houses, Saturn governs her creative intelligence, emotional attachments, service mindset, and health habits. Its placement in the 9th ties these functions to her long-term worldview, indicating a dharmic path of disciplined learning, delayed faith, and commitment to service through intellectual clarity. Mrigashira, ruled by Mars and symbolized by the deer's head, adds a layer of curiosity, movement, and subtle searching. Saturn in this nakshatra slows that search, refining it into methodical inquiry. Adriana likely questions everything before believing, and her faith is built step by step through experience, solitude, and thoughtful analysis. As Fifth Lord, this Saturn gives her a serious and structured creative intelligence. She may enjoy research, methodical writing, or teaching rooted in personal truth. As Sixth Lord, it also connects her service and health practices to higher ideals. She may be drawn to healing, ethics, or institutional work where her practical wisdom is deeply valued. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra insights for Saturn in Mrigashira, slow but precise spiritual development through disciplined inquiry, potential to teach or guide others in ethical reasoning or crisis navigation, delayed but lasting faith, often hard won through challenges, protective instincts in service roles, especially through knowledge transmission, karmic work around healing family wounds through truth-telling and mental balance. Work and spiritual highs come when she uses Saturn's steadiness to organize complexity, whether in thought systems, philosophical teaching, or daily problem solving. Lows arise when doubt hardens into cynicism or when internal conflict leads to emotional stagnation. Ultimately, Saturn in Mrigashira blesses Adriana with a karmically patient, mentally refined, and service-oriented dharmic presence, empowering her to transmute philosophical doubt into practical wisdom and to find fulfillment through disciplined teaching, moral integrity, and truth-based service. Moon in Ardra, 10th house, Lord of 11th. Moon in Ardra in the 10th house gives Adriana a powerful emotional presence in her career and public life, marked by intellectual intensity, emotional storms, and karmic visibility. As the Lord of the 11th house, the moon governs her aspirations, social networks, and long-term goals. Its placement in the 10th house of authority, responsibility, and external image means her emotional world is not private, It is broadcasted through her work, influence, and contribution to society. Ardra, ruled by Rahu and symbolized by the teardrop, represents destruction, emotional catharsis, and rebirth through clarity. The moon here is emotionally complex, prone to deep inner shifts, but also emotionally resilient in the face of crisis. Adriana's emotional intelligence is forged through trials. Her ability to handle chaos, whether internal or collective, becomes one of her most profound public strengths. As 11th Lord, this moon makes her emotionally invested in group causes, collective healing, and goal setting that include social impact. She may experience emotional highs and lows based on her social standing, peer recognition, or how much her emotional truth is accepted within her field. This placement also suggests she may go through several transformations in career before aligning emotionally with her true purpose. Drawing from the planets in nakshatra insights for Moon in Ardra, emotional identity thrives through emotional storms and clarity gained afterward. Karmic themes around emotional losses leading to emotional mastery. Emotional involvement in humanitarian, psychological, or research-based work. Emotional transformation leads to social leadership. Potential for emotional burnout if emotional intensity is suppressed at work. Emotional highs arise when Adriana allows her emotional truth to guide her professional expression, when she leads from empathy, not control. Emotional lows appear when she suppresses inner grief, fears public rejection, or detaches from emotion to meet expectations. Ultimately, Moon in Ardra blesses Adriana with a raw, emotionally powerful, and socially responsive emotional intelligence, empowering her to transmute public emotional vulnerability into leadership and to find fulfillment by walking through emotional storms to become a beacon of emotional clarity and collective healing. Ketu in Punarvasu, 10th house, Lord of Third. Ketu in Punarvasu in the 10th house brings a karmic detachment from conventional career ambition and a soul-centered approach to public life for Adriana. As the functional lord of the 3rd house via dispositor Mercury, Ketu governs her courage, communication, and daily skill building. Its placement in the 10th house of career, authority, and social visibility indicates that her true fulfillment comes not from status or competition, but from restoring meaning, rhythm, and emotional renewal in how she expresses her gifts to the world. Punarvasu, ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by the return of light after the storm, the quiver of arrows, brings a theme of spiritual return, healing, and philosophical restoration. Ketu here signals that Adriana has likely already achieved worldly status or recognition in past lifetimes, and in this one, she is meant to rediscover joy, purpose, and simplicity in her work, not through egoic striving, but through gentle guidance and wise repetition. As Third Lord, this Ketu connects her communication style and courage to spiritual wisdom. She may be soft-spoken, yet impactful, and her skills may revolve around storytelling, teaching, or supporting others in emotional renewal. Her professional path may unfold in cycles, starting over, returning to forgotten talents, or rediscovering meaning in familiar work. Drawing from the planets and nakshatra insights for Ketu in Punarvasu, natural teacher energy, often through subtle, poetic, or emotionally attuned guidance. Detachment from material definitions of success, career shifts linked to soul searching. Graceful ability to heal public spaces through presence, not force. Karmic memory of teaching, travel, or spiritual writing roles. Challenges arise when seeking career identity through external validation. Emotional and spiritual highs come when she approaches her work as a sacred rhythm, returning to center, repeating what heals, and guiding others through light after emotional storms. Lows emerge when she becomes lost in comparison, forgets her own voice, or resists the cyclical, nonlinear path her vocation tends to take. Ultimately, Ketu in Punarvasu blesses Adriana with a wise, cyclical, and emotionally renewing vocational spirit, empowering her to transmute ambition into soulful contribution and to find fulfillment through teaching, healing, and restoring emotional light in the world around her.